Hello. Hello.
Hello, thank you for
Hello.
contacting. Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Scott. How may I assist you?
Yeah, Scott, I've been on the phone with you guys, and then I've been on the phone with Cabela's about some fraudulent activity that's being charged to my account that I did not authorize with you guys. And I want it not to be charged because I did not give authorization for that. Or can you tell me what it is?
Yes, ma'am. We are a third-party call center. We service thousands of products and hundreds of merchants. Can I please get your zip code so I can locate what you were billed for?
Yes, 84405.
Thank you for that. Can I get your first and last name, please?
Yeah, Cheryl Ramson.
Thank you. Can I get you to verify your address for security purposes, please?
Yes, it's 5479 South, 925 East, South Ogden, Utah, 84405.
Thank you for that.
You still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just reviewing your account here. So I see that on May 15th this year, you had placed an order for a tactical bag.
No, I did not.
That would have came with a warranty.
Nope. I haven't received that, and I don't know what it, and like I said, I didn't order that at all, and I did not give authorization.
Okay. So, let's see here. I have a tracking number for your tactical bag.
It'd be no, you know, if I haven't received it, I don't have it. So why are you giving me a tracking number when I never paid for anything? I never authorized this. I know exactly where I was on May 15th.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
I was with my mother who's been in a car accident that day.
Sorry to hear that.
So I don't understand what this is, and I do not want you guys charging me. Apparently, you guys are reoccurring, trying to charge to my account this money, and I don't know if you've been buying additional on top of that, because you say this is May 15th, and it's reoccurring, the $39.
So,
and Cabela's brought it up as a fraud, because it was not, I did not authorize that.
So, let's see here.
I understand you're a third party, but still, they need to be able to tell you guys to remove it.
This is with the discount shopping store.
I know that. It's a true discount.
So, I will be transferring you to the fraud department. I see that your address matches, the phone number matches. Is your email craftygirlranson@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to transfer you to the fraud department. But with that, I have to inform you that we take customer service and security very seriously. In the event that this is fraud, we will be giving your local authorities all the information so that they can prosecute anyone who has used your information without your authorization. We do not do any fraudulent charge. We follow every U.S. law, protocol, and codes.
Okay.
So I'm going to work on getting you transferred. Please just bear with me. I appreciate your patience.
Just a minute. What's wrong? It's okay. I'll be with you in a minute. Can you not wait a minute? Oh, you smell bad, girl. What have you done in your kennel? It's okay, so.
Okay, so I'm going to transfer you. Please stay online while I'm transferring you.
Okay. Bye, sweetheart.